Welcome to this Apple TV 4th generation demo, and in this demo I'm going to show you how you can actually plug in your Apple TV 4th generation to your HDMI output to your television, but then pipe the audio out to your old 3rd generation Apple TV, which is connected to the optical out port to your amplifier that I've currently got set up in my amplifier here at home. Basically for me, rather than the audio and video going out to my TV via my HDMI cable, the video will be going out to my television, and then I'll be redirecting the audio via AirPlay out to my 3rd generation Apple TV, which will be then sending it out to my amplifier. So what I'll end up with is general audio going out through the AirPlay speakers, and of course voiceover going through the local device, this case my 4th generation, speaking on my television set. This is a way of being able to use your 3rd generation optical audio out if you still want to keep using it on your older amplifier that doesn't support HDMI. So just let me explain where I'm currently sitting. I'm in my lounge room, and because I've got 14-foot cathedral ceilings and I've got tiled floors, this is probably going to sound a little bit echoey. Just let you know that because both the 4th generation and the older 3rd generation can both use the infrared remote, that's the one with the round button at the top with the select button indented in the middle, and of course the menu and the play pause button underneath that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use my 3rd generation here with my Apple Bluetooth keyboard that I've currently got on my lap, and then I'll be using, of course, the Siri Bluetooth remote with my 4th generation. But first of all, let me just wake up my 3rd generation with my Apple keyboard here. It's going to press Escape.
In main menu, movies, button, 1 of 5.
Okay, to make sure it's on. I've only got my HDMI cable for the video out plugged in my 4th generation. The only thing that's plugged into my 3rd generation is my optical audio out. That's really all I've had to do with the old 3rd generation Apple TV, is just basically wake it up. Normally my 4th generation at the moment, because it's using apps and everything else, that's in my boy's toy room that I've done all my demos on. So literally we have a streaming box for the lounge room, and I guess a game console for the boys' playroom stroke toy room. Anyway, enough talking. So my Apple TV 3rd generation's on. I'm just going to pop my Apple Bluetooth keyboard on the entertainment unit, and I'm going to grab the Siri remote. And just to give you a quick review of the Siri Touch remote, at the top of it you've got the glass trackpad that you can flick up, down, left and right, of course using voiceover, and then when you want to activate something you click on the trackpad, and then smack bang in the middle you've got 5 keys, left hand column, top to bottom is menu button, the Siri button, and then the play pause button. On the right hand side, top button, is the home button, which is directly across from the menu button, and then below that on the right hand side you've got the rectangular volume up and volume down button, and then below that you've basically got a smooth area, and then right at the bottom edge in the middle you have this connector. My 4th generation up, what you heard with the 3rd generation speaking, that was coming out through my amplifier with voiceover. So I'm going to press the menu button, and the speaker that you're going to hear now is coming through my main television speakers.
Movies, row 1, column 1.
I'm going to basically show you ways that you can redirect audio. So let's do it via general audio first. So I'm going to flick down.
Search, row 2, column 1.
And flick across to the right to settings.
Settings, row 2, column 2.
Click on settings.
Settings. General, button, 1 of 9.
I've already got AirPlay turned on both my devices, both my 4th generation and my 3rd generation. If I flick down,
accounts, button, audio and video, button, 3 of 9.
And just for information, on the 4th generation at least,
AirPlay, button, 4 of 9.
There's AirPlay where you can toggle it on and off. If I click on that now,
AirPlay, on, 1 of 4.
Okay, so you can toggle it on and off, and of course I've got mine on. So menu button to go back.
Settings, AirPlay, button, 4 of 9.
And flick up.
Audio and video, button, 3 of 9.
Click on audio and video.
Audio and video, audio. Audio output, toy room, button, 1 of 8.
Okay, now that screensaver you heard, that was the 3rd generation Apple TV talking from my amplifier. Again, remember my current audio and video is going to my television set from my 4th generation. So we want to click on audio out. Click on that.
Audio output, toy room, television, 1 of 3.
OK, Okay, so Toy Room Television is currently my Apple TV 4th generation. Flick down.
At 1. Speakers. 2 of 3.
Okay, that's AQ1.
Lounge Room 2. Television.
And 3 of 3. This is the lounge room. That's my Apple TV 3rd generation going out with the amplifier. And of course, those ones listed there, the AQ1 and the lounge room, they're the ones that I've been currently using. The AQ1 speaker's currently sitting in my boys' toy room as well, because that's what I've been using for some of these demos. And if I flick down again just to show you.
Other speakers.
Here's my other speakers that I haven't currently used.
1 of 3.
AQ2.
AQ3.
AQ3.
AQ4.
And AQ4. Speakers.
3 of 3.
Okay, so I flick up and I want to go back and use the lounge room.
Act 3, Act 2, Lounge Room 2, Television.
I'm going to click on Lounge Room. So now if I press the menu button.
Audio and video. Audio. Audio output. Lounge Room 2. Button. 1 of 9.
Okay, so audio output. Previously it said Toy Room, now it's saying Lounge Room. So audio out's now going through my third generation Apple TV out to my amplifier. And you'll notice that AirPlay is behaving the same way it does on iOS, i.e. iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad, and that is that VoiceOver is staying on the local device, i.e. my fourth generation. So I'm just going to press the Home button to go back to the main screen.
Home, Settings, Row 2, Column 2.
And let's flick to the right.
Computers, MyTuner Free.
Let's try MyTuner Free. Row
2, Column 4.
Click on that.
MyTuner Free. Stations, Tab. 1 of 4.
So let me just flick down and I'm just going to choose a station randomly.
Poster. 3 of 3. Australia. Button. Top stations. 2 gigabytes 873. 3 of 48.
Let me just flick to the right.
Nova 103 mil. 4 of 48.
Let's try Nova in Melbourne, button. Australia. So I'm going to click on that.
Nova 103 mil.
Then hopefully we'll get the radio station playing through my third generation amplifier
playing
here. Okay, so I can turn up a little bit on my amplifier. Okay, and turn down again. And of course, if I flick up on my screen.
Selected. Nova 103 mil.
Okay, so of course, I'm getting my voiceover going through my television speakers. And of course, the music playing for my third generation amplifier. I'm just going to stop you right now. Play pause. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to press the home button to go back to my home screen.
No, my tuner free. Row 2, column 4.
Okay.
Screensaver.
Oh, that's a bit loud now. That was the Apple TV voiceover now talking. So I'm just going to turn that down a little bit again. All right, so I'm going to quickly just jump back into settings. So I'm just going to ask Siri to do it for me. Settings. The only unfortunate thing I believe about currently AirPlaying is that I don't think Siri is going to allow me to actually use her at all. I'm just going to double press the home button to bring up my app switcher.
Actions available.
And I'm going to flick over to
settings.
So I'm going to click on settings.
Selected audio settings. Audio and video. Audio. Audio output. Lounge room 2. Button.
Okay, it's still the lounge room. So I'm going to change it back to the toy room itself. I use in the fourth generation.
Audio output. Toy room. Television. 1 of 3.
That's the first option. So I'm going to click on that again. And then if I press menu button.
Audio and video. Audio. Audio output. Toy room.
Okay,
button.
Now this time if I try and use my Siri button. What's the weather today?
25 degrees.
Yeah, we're back to normal.
Partly cloudy. It looks pretty nice right now.
Oh, thank you. I press the home button to go back to the home screen.
Audio and video. MyTuner free. Row 2, column 4.
Okay, now the second option is, for example, to choose an app. I'm going to choose music this time, where to pipe the audio out to within an app. I'm going to ask Siri to open up music for me. Open music.
Radio, music, radio, tab, 3 of 6.
Okay, so I was on the radio tab previously, that's what I've been using. If I flick back to the left.
New, tab, 2 of 6, for you, tab, 1 of 6.
Okay, so I'm going to flick back over to radio.
New, radio, tab, 3 of 6.
Click on radio.
Recently played. Chill. 1 of 54.
Okay, so recently played was chill. So let me play it now, and we'll just make sure where the audio is coming out from.
This is how we walk on the moon. Jose Gonzalez, Master Mix, Red Hot plus Arthur Russell. Paused.
Play pause. Okay, so that's definitely coming out from my TV speakers, so i.e. 4th generation Apple TV. So I flick up.
Select media control. Selected. This is how we options. Button.
There's my options button. Click on options.
This Is How We Walk on the Moon by Jose Gonzalez. Go to album. Button.
And if I flick down, we'll get down to speakers down the
back. I love this song. Start station from song. Add to my music. Add to a playlist. Speakers. Button.
Okay, that's what we want. Click on speakers.
Selected. Toy room. One of three.
Okay, so toy room.
Act one. Act two of three. One. Lounge room.
Lounge room.
Two. Three of three.
Okay, so same deal with my general audio out under settings. So I flick down again.
Other speakers.
Other speakers.
Act two. One of three.
Two, three and four. So I flick back up.
Lounge room. Two.
And
three
we'll click
of
on
three.
Lounge room.
Lounge room. Two.
So now if I press play pause, now the audio should be coming out through my AirPlay speakers, i.e. third generation Apple TV, through my amplifier speakers. Here we go.
Playing.
Beautiful. And of course, if I flick it.
At one, two of three.
Okay, I'm still on that speaker screen. So let me flick back up.
Toy room, one of three.
And let's see if we can change it while it's currently playing.
So, oh. Main menu. Toy room.
The third generation talking from my Apple TV third generation amplifier speakers. Click down.
At one. Lounge room.
Click on lounge
two.
Room again. Yep. There's my third generation playing now. Very nice. Okay, so let's play pause.
Paused.
So if you change the AirPlay in an app, it'll change the general audio output. And if you change the general audio output, you'll be also changing it inside an app. So I'm going to put my audio back to my television set. So I'm going to press home button twice.
Music. Actions available. Settings. Audio and video. Audio. Audio output. Lounge room. 2. Button. 1 of 9.
Okay, so now click back on the audio output again.
Audio output. Toy room. Television.
And select the first one, which is Toy Room, which is my fourth generation. So now, if we go back to the music app, then that should switch back from lounge room back to TV as well, if we're all being nice and logical. So pressing the home button twice.
Music.
And
actions available. Selected. Select music. Selected. Toy Room. One of three.
If you want to check, I'm just going to press play. Play. Pause. Yep, and that's definitely coming through my television speakers. Play pause.
Paused.
Pressing home.
Settings. Row 2. Column 2.
I just want to let you know that if you restart your Apple TV, even though you've been using AirPlay to your third generation Apple TV, it will revert back to the normal audio out for the Apple TV fourth generation, in my case, back to the TV. Open settings.
Audio settings. Audio output. Toy room.
Okay.
Television.
So,
one of three.
Let's change it in this case to my lounge
at
room.
At one. Lounge room.
Click on
two,
lounge room.
Lounge room.
Press the menu
television.
Button.
Audio and video. Audio. Audio output.
And press menu
lounge
again.
Room. Settings. Audio and video.
And menu
audio.
Again.
Settings. Audio and video. Button. Three of
okay.
nine.
And I'm going to flick down to
Air
system
remote
and I'm going
to apps.
Restart.
Network. System.
Click on system.
Button. System.
Flick info, down.
Legal. Maintenance. Reset. Restart.
Click on restart. Okay, now I'm restarting my Apple TV. And I'm pretty certain that the audio out will then go back to the default setting, which is, in this case, to my television set plugged into my Apple TV fourth generation, rather than AirPlaying out to third generation via my amplifier.
Row 1, column 1.
Okay, so that's a voiceover talking on the television. I'm going to find out this very quickly because if I use Siri, it's going to let me know whether I'm actually AirPlaying or not. Open music.
Music for you. Tab. One of five.
Yeah, so we're back to the normal audio on the television. So AirPlay is now currently off. It'd be nice if that was a setting sometimes. So just to really, really, really confirm, let's flick over to radio.
New. Radio.
Click on radio.
Recently played. Chill.
Click on
154.
Chill.
154. Button. Cellophane. Wolfie and Projections. The Return of Love. Playing.
Yep, so we're back to the audio on the television. Cool. Okay, now pause to stop.
Paused.
And press the home button.
Home. Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
So that completes this demonstration of a bit of playing around with piping audio from your fourth generation Apple TV that's connected to your television set out through your third generation audio optical out to play through your amplifier. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.